What up, what up, what up? You already know what it is, your man Teddy B. Love back again. Hey, yo, it's been a minute. And y'all can understand why, right? It's this corona. COVID-19. Whatever you want to call it. That thing. That mother... Yeah, it's that. Right? But, through all this... We've all gone through it, still going through it. And what have we learned from all of it? That through all this, we all stuck in the house. We stuck at work, working from home. We stuck doing our daily routine. And it is what it is. And I get that. Does that make it fun? Does that make it interesting? Absolutely not. Right? Because the people who are extroverts are going nuts in the house. People who are introverts, they're used to being in the house. But that still doesn't mean it doesn't bother them too. Because I'm an introvert and quiet is kept. It's bugging me too. I'm working from the house. So I'm like, all right, I'm at home. Listen to some music. Doing my job. Working. Still getting a paycheck, thank God. Because there's a lot of people out here, they're not getting no checks. Right? They sitting there waiting for this stimulus package that's going to come whenever it decides to show up. But we're all going through it. I don't care who you are. You're going through it in some way, shape, or form. Whether you stuck in the house and don't want to be in the house, whether you stuck in the house and you enjoy being in the house, it don't matter either way. You in the house. Right? If you leave out, you go to the grocery store, everybody got on mask, right? You know how we was kids and everybody go, oh, let's play doctor. Everybody get to play doctor now. Everybody got on mask, right? Some people got on scrubs. You know what I'm saying? You got on gloves. Dr. So-and-so to the OR. Everybody going to the operating room every single time you go into the grocery store, right? So, whether or not you wanted to play doctor as an adult, guess what? This is your chance now. You get to sit and play doctor. Period, point blank. You get to wear your mask, wear your gloves, not touch this, not touch that. Let me scrub in before I do my dishes. Let me scrub in before I... You know what I mean? Cook my dinner. Let me scrub in before I touch anything in my house. Because you don't know who has it. And you don't know if you've got it. Because quiet is kept, a lot of people ain't going to get tested. So you might have a little sniffles, a little cold, whatever, what have you. You don't know if that's the coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever you call it. But everybody gets to play doctor, right? Now, the one saving grace in all of this, with everybody being cooped up in the house, is music. Music is bringing all of us life, right? We getting life from all of this. You have DJ battles, whether it's your favorite DJ, whether it's your not so favorite DJ, it's DJs coming out the woodwork playing music. It's comedians playing music. Shout out to Deion Cole. He's playing house music straight Chicago. And he's doing it. And he's not even a DJ. And he'll tell you, I'm not a DJ, but I just want to play some music to where you feel good. Right? You got DJ D Nice, and he's sitting there with 100,000 plus people listening to him. Nothing wrong with that either. He got Michelle Obama listening. He got celebrities out the woodwork listening. Because at the end of the day, with all this going on, the celebrities are regular people. Because guess what? They sitting in the house just like the rest of us. They got food in their refrigerator. Hopefully they got toilet paper. Hopefully they got bread. Because those are the two things that people are running low on and are fighting over is toilet paper and bread. Everything else is cool. That and ramen. You know, because ramen is something quick, simple, and easy to make. You know, for if the kids are at home and I just want some ramen noodles. Okay, cool, here. There goes some. Right? But there's slim pickings in the store. Everybody's closing down early. The stores, right? The restaurants, they're closing early. I've tried to go get Mexican food from a restaurant for the last 3 days and couldn't do it. Because number one, they either closed early, or number two, the line was ringing busy when I tried to place my order. But either way, it is what it is, right? But don't think it's just you. Celebrities, people with millions of dollars are sitting at home and going through the same thing that you are doing. But what's the one saving grace? Music. Now, you could say, oh, it's not that, it's not this, whatever, what have you, but the music is helping everybody get through what we're going through with the coronavirus, COVID-19, like I said, whatever you want to call it, right? In the hood, they go, oh, that boy got that Rona. That girl got that Rona. Uh-oh, you better not have that Rona. I got my mask on. You better not touch me. Don't dap me. Don't none of that. If I ain't seen you in a minute, it's cool. I see you. You moving. You living. That's good enough for me. Don't touch me. Don't dap me. Don't give me no elbow bump. None of that, right? But the music is getting us through. So you got D Nice. He going on a 24-hour binge playing nothing but music. Oldies, goodies, whatever it is, right? But then us to have to go to work and actually have to drive to work, you taking a risk doing that. But when you driving to work, guess what you doing? Because I know I'm doing it when I was having to go to work. They just set me down and made me go home last week. So on my way to work, guess what I was doing? You guessed it. I'm listening to music, right? Nothing wrong with it, because what it is, and what we, a lot of us fail to realize, is music is life, right? You go through a breakup, ladies and fellas, you listen to certain music when you're going through a breakup because it hits a lot harder, right? You listen to Usher's You Got It Bad because you got it bad when you're thinking about somebody that you wish you could be around, especially during times like this, right? You listen to Al Green, Love and Happiness, because at the end of the day, through all of this, all you want is some love and some happiness, right? You listen to the old Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre and Let Me Ride, because all you want to do is get in the car, roll the windows down or put the sunroof up, or if you got a drop top, drop the top, and you just want to ride, right? You want to listen to Mays and Frankie Beverly because all you want is them happy feelings. Nothing wrong with it. But music is what's getting you through. You listening to Nipsey, right? You listening to YG, right? You listening to Jeezy. You listening to Slim Thug, right? You listen to old school. You listen to Teddy Pendergrass, right? Because when you get with your people that you love and you go, I'm good, you good, come on, let's go turn off the lights. Let's light a candle, right? Because music is what's getting you through. I don't care what nobody says. You listen to these rap battles with these producers. You listen to these R&B battles with these R&B producers. And all you're thinking of is, I'm just ready for all of this to be over. But until it's over, at least nothing else, I can listen to some music, right? You pulling up music on your Netflix, on your Hulu, whatever. You watching the Temptations documentary. You watching the James Brown movie, The Get On Up. You watching the Little Richard documentary. Because music is what's getting you through. In spite of all of this, the one thing that's going to get you through is some music, right? You listen to some merengue, right? You listen to some house music. You listen to some salsa. Whatever it is, it's getting you through. When everything else isn't working, the music is what works to get you through. I don't care what it is. You listen to the Double Dutch Bus. It don't matter. Don't matter what kind of music it is, whether it's new school, old school, it don't matter. You listen to Prince. Call me. Call my name. Right? Because you just want to talk to somebody that you love that you can't be around every single day. But at the end of the day, you still want to listen to what? Music. I don't care what it is, what genre of music it is, whether it's rap, whether it's hip hop. And rap and hip hop, I'm going to be honest with you, they're not one and the same. Rap is more music based. It's beats based. Hip hop is more lyrics based. So for all of y'all out there to think rap and hip hop are the same, they're not. Sometimes you want to listen to some rap. Sometimes you want to listen to some hip hop. You want to listen to some R&B. You want to listen to some rock and roll. You want to listen to some blues. You want to listen to some jazz. You want to listen to some hardcore heavy metal. Whatever it is that gets you through, I guarantee you, through everything that's going on, music is what's getting you through. And it's funny because we appreciated music before all of this, but once this is over, we're going to appreciate music even more. Why? Because that's what's getting us through. The kids are at home every day, so I guarantee you at some point they're getting on your nerves. But guess what? Wake up and reality done set in. They're getting on them teachers' nerves too. So now you get to see what your kids is doing when you go, oh, that's not my kid, not my baby. My kid's not doing this. My kid's not doing that. Yes, they are. They're getting on them teachers' nerves. But you get to see it every day because you're at home, whether you're working at home and whether you're laid off. And God forbid if you're laid off, I pray that everything comes through for you. Bills, mortgage, rent, food, everything comes through for you no matter what. And in this time of nonsense, in this time that we're going through that's tough and it's rough for everybody, I pray that everything comes through for you. That you don't miss a bill. That you don't miss a rent payment. That you don't miss a mortgage payment. That you have food in your house. Okay? And that's coming from your man Teddy B. Love. I'm just saying. But now that you sitting here and you looking and you know for a fact that it's coming through and your kids are not necessarily kids that they are at home. They're somebody different at school. But in their mind, they're going, oh, well, these are school hours, so I'm going to act this way. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And once the kids done laid down, the dinner's been cooked, or dinner's been bought and everybody done laid down and be cool with it. Now in your mind, you going, all I want to do is sit back. And for my drinkers, you're going to have a drink. For my smokers, you're going to smoke something. Let's just be honest. I ain't about to sugarcoat it. That's what you do. Because that's what you do anyway on the norm when it's time to lay down and relax and chill, right? But on top of that, now you adding the music to it, right? So the young cats, they listening to the rap. The mid-age cats, they listen to some hip-hop, some R&B. The older cats, they listen to some R&B, maybe some jazz. It is what it is. But the music is what's keeping us sane. Because all of this that's going on is driving us nuts. Let's just be honest. It's driving us crazy. So the one thing that you can count on is music. So with these battles and everything that's going on, they go, I'm going for you. We're going to play 20 songs hit for hit. And people is tuned in. You know why? Because music is what really makes the world go round. Period. I can't wait. And they keep postponing it, but I can't wait for that Teddy Riley babyface battle. When that shows up, I'm going to be tuned in, glued. So whether it's IG or it's a different streaming service app, it don't matter. You give me 20 Teddy Riley songs and 20 Babyface songs. You know what's going to happen? somebody's going to get pregnant. And y'all can laugh all you want to, but y'all know I'm telling the truth too. Right? You had Scott Storch and Manny Fresh. It took me back to my late teens, early 20s with both of them. You had a Swiss Beats and you had a Timberland battle. Took me to my late teens, early 20s. When life was good. There was no corona. Wasn't really paying bills either. Cell phones was just showing up. Pocket full of money, going to the club, kicking it. Trying to rap to some women. Having some drinks. Just chilling, just kicking it. That's all it was. Right? So the music done brought people life, and you have to understand that if we gonna get through this, music has got to be a part of it when we get through it. Right? You listen to Teddy Pendergrass. You listen to Al Green. You listen to the Isley Brothers. Then you flip it. You listen to Biggie. You listen to Pac. You listen to Pun. You listen to Big L. You listen to old school Wu-Tang. Right? Then you go on IG and you got the Cold Summer Challenge with my man Fab. Shout out to Fab. And he's got the Cold Summer Challenge. And his cast is spitting bars and their life and what they're going through right now in spite of the coronavirus. But then I had a cat that I listened to today and he was spitting bars because Fred the Godson, who is a cold underrated rapper, that contracted the coronavirus. So he's spitting his love for Fred the Godson, hoping that he pulled through, and God willing, he will. But it's the music that's pulling everybody together. DJ Jazzy Jeff on IG, spinning records. And y'all look at Jeff and y'all go, well, that's Jazzy Jeff. Like, all right, cool. Yeah, but you don't understand. Yeah, he was Will Smith's DJ, but he was also an intricate part of that show that we all love. I don't care who you are. You like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and if you say you don't, you're a liar. Go ahead and debate me. I'll wait. Because we all know that was one of them shows we all rocked with, all right? TV is getting us through too, but it's the music behind all of it. Because even some of our favorite shows have hip-hop bases behind it. Some of our favorite shows have R&B behind it. Good Times, Jeffersons, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Martin. It's all got music behind it. So the music is what's getting us through. You get up in the morning, you turn on the radio. You might listen to talk radio, but really you want to hear some music to make me feel like, all right, today is going to be a better day than yesterday. Because of everything that's going on, I need to hear the music. The music is what's going to get me through. Period, point blank. The music is what's keeping us going. The music is our heartbeat, whether we want to believe it or not. I don't care what you listening to. Throughout your day, you're going to turn on some music. And the music is what's getting you through. Whether it's hip-hop, R&B, jazz, rock and roll, heavy metal. I don't care if it's Metallica, if it's Maroon 5. It doesn't matter who it is. Whether it's Tupac, Biggie, Common, Ice Cube, N.W.A., Big Daddy Kane, RZA, Wu-Tang. You see what I'm saying? Nas, Jay-Z, Kanye, T-Pain, Lil Jon, and they just had a battle that went back and forth. And every single hit that came on, you nodding your head. You know why? Because the music is helping you get through this pandemic. This coronavirus ain't no joke. In the beginning, we thought it was funny. It's not funny anymore. People walking around with masks, with gloves, trying to figure out how they're going to get through every day to day. And then when they come home, God forbid, I don't want to give it to my kids. I don't want to give it to my significant other. I don't want to spread it to anybody that I'm around that I love. I don't want any of my loved ones to catch it. And then if your loved ones do catch it, the first thing you're doing is praying. And you can quote me and whatever on that one. You can be like, oh, well, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in Allah. I don't believe in Buddha. None of that. You're going to get on your knees and you're going to pray to somebody. Whoever it is that you pray to, let your peoples catch that. You're going to pray. And the first thing you're going to tell them is put on some good old music, sit back, relax, and let the man above, whoever it is that you believe in. For me, it's Jesus. That's just me. You can believe in whoever you want to. But you're going to tell them, sit back and listen to who you believe in. Turn on some music, right? It's people that all they listen to is gospel music. You think they ain't listen to Kirk Franklin, Ty Tribbett, Fred Hammond? You think they not listening to that through all this that's going on? They definitely listen to them people. Trust me when I tell you, they listening to them. Because in their mind, they're going, that's what's going to help me get through this coronavirus. I'm going to listen to some music. That's going to uplift me. That's going to make me feel better. That's going to let me know that I can get through whatever it is that I'm going through. Music is what's going to get us through this, because music is life. When people be down bad, even before all of this, if you had somebody that was in a nursing home or had a coma or were going through a stroke, heart attack, anything, first thing you gonna do, you not turning on the TV. You putting on some music. You putting on a favorite artist, whoever it may be. And you gonna listen to it and hope that they can hear it. So they can get through whatever it is they going through. So now that we going through this corona, what you think gonna get us through it? God and music. You put on some music, people are going to get through it. I don't care what it is. Slow jams, fast songs, old school, new school, doesn't matter. Put the music on, because music is life. Music brings life. And y'all all know this. Trust me. It's your man Teddy B. Love. When I'm going through whatever I'm going through, whether it's a breakup, whether it's a success in life, whether it's a downfall in life, whether it's a hard time, whether it's a great time, I had a good day or I had the worst day in my life. Guess what I'm doing? I'm turning on some music. Because music gives us all life. Music is life. What would we do without music? You ever sat and thought about that? Because now we going through stuff and we don't have essentials that we may need. And yeah, gas prices is down, but we all still got to figure out how we're going to pay our rent, how we're going to pay our mortgage, how we're going to pay our gas, how we're going to pay our electric, how we're going to pay our car payments, our insurance payments, how we're going to make sure our kids eat. We all worried about that. And when you get frustrated, guess what's the first thing you probably going to do? Put on some music. Because music gives us life. It lets us know that everything's going to be all right. How the song go? Everything is all right. It's going to be okay. But we can't get it through it without music. I don't care what nobody says. Whether it's gangster music, whether it's slow jams, whether it's classical, it doesn't matter. Whatever music you're fond of, music is going to get you through and gonna get you to where you need to be. Trust me. Music is life. Music gives you life. Music lets you know that everything's gonna be okay and that you can keep moving. Music is gonna let you know that no matter how bad of a day you've had, how bad of a week you've had, how bad of a month you've had, music is gonna get you through it. Music is life. Never forget that. So when you feel like everything is down and you can't find a way out, turn on your favorite song. and let that music talk to you. You can have the greatest day. Take time out. Turn that music on and let that music talk to you. No matter what you're going through, because we all are going through something. Especially now. Especially now. Let the music talk to you. That's what music is there for. When you having a bad day, it's to brighten your day. When you going through a day and you so frustrated you want to hurt everybody you see, music is going to be there to take you away and build you up. No matter what you going through, no matter what the situation, there's a song for you. Without music, we don't have life. Because music is life. Go ahead and tell me I'm lying and you know I ain't. You're going to get done with this podcast and you're going to turn on your favorite song as soon as you get done hearing my voice. Because I know that's what I'm going to do. Music is life. Music is the heartbeat of everything that's going on right now. Without music, we have nothing. Forget food, forget clothes, forget essentials. Music is essential. And music is exactly what we need. Period. Through everything that's going on. It's not just going on in the States. It's going on all over the world. Whatever music that you like, as soon as you get done playing this, play some music. Because that's what's going to help get you through. All right? Music is life. It's the heartbeat of everything. Shaman Teddy B. Love. Through all of this, don't forget that music is life. All right? Go listen to whatever your favorite song is right now. And let that music take you to a place that nothing can touch you. Because music is life. Music is everything. We take it for granted, but music is what it is. It's life. It gives us a joy. It gives us a pain. It takes us out of sadness and brings us into a better place. When we're happy, it gives us even more joy. When we don't understand, the music will take us where we need to go. Always. It's your man, Teddy B. Love. Check me out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and at anchor.fm/Teddy B. Love. All you got to do is search Relax and Take Notes Podcast. Trust me, I'm going to pop up. All right? It's your man, Teddy B. Love. Let the music be the life that you need. Let the music be the heartbeat that you need. Let the music take you away from everything that's going on, all this craziness. Let the music take you back to where you really want to go. All right? It's your man, Teddy B. Love. All right? Until the next time. Listen to some music. Let it take you away. I holla.